Welcome to This Can't Be a Podcast. I'm your host, Kane Rivers, the realest motherfucking podcast in the world. Why? Because I fucking said so. I'm a little bit under the weather, but we ain't going to trip about that. We got a couple things. The worst thing, I've had this on my mind. I've said this before. Is if I'm hitting up Uber because I might be hungry or I might want something to eat. And it's no telling. Uber, it's a few things you can order from. But it's just like, you would think with Uber, like, the variety is so many different things you can order. But you find yourself ordering the same shit. It's like, how many, before there was Uber and all that shit, how many different things did we really order if we didn't go out to go eat at, like, a pasta place, Olive Garden or some shit like that? Like, or what exactly did you order? Chinese, just let's make a list. Chinese food, pizza. What else? What else did you order? Chinese food, pizza. A cheese steak from the pizza spot. Wings from the pizza spot. Fried rice. The thing that I used to get was B5 rice, 5 wings. But the worst thing to have happen is when you're hungry and you like, yo, I'ma bust this mean ass grub when I get it, right? You hit up, you order some shit, whether it's a sandwich or whatever the fuck it is. The worst thing is to get it and it's nasty, bro. It's nothing that can blow. It will blow your fucking high. It will blow your shit, bro. The worst thing is if I'm in a mood for some fucking pizza and I'm hungry, but I get the pizza and it's cold, or the cheese is hard, or the fucking crust is burnt. It's like, no. This is blowing my shit right now. I just feel like I had to express those feels for a minute, because it's like, I can't be the only one. The worst thing is when you're hungry, you order some shit and it's nasty. It's like, I can't believe I just spent $40 on this shit, bro. I'm hitting Uber up. I didn't get my shit, bro. I need my money back, bro. Type Thomas. Like, I think this should be, anyway, I don't want to get too deep into that conversation because it doesn't matter. The worst feeling is having is getting food that's not good when you're hungry. Are you high? Are you something? You need the munchies or whatever. It's the worst. If females are allowed to walk around a gym with a half a shirt on, if females are allowed to walk around here in the gym with shorts that should be basically panties, then I'm allowed to walk around here with a hard dick. I'm allowed to be horny. What the fuck do you take me for, bro? If females are allowed to, I've seen it personally and I've seen it on videos. And those females be in there with booty shorts, bro. Shorts that's showing the work, the flashing lights. And I'm like, okay, fine, you can do that. But let's be realistic. There's a bunch of men in here, and not all of them are, you know what I mean? So I'm telling you right now, if you in the gym pumping iron, I'm not trying to say you can't do what you want to do. I'm not saying that. But I am a man and I will get hard, bro. I'm taking that to Congress. We taking that to the floor. We taking that to Congress. That needs to be a law. I'm walking around there with a hard cock. Hard dick and all. I come in there with a shirt, some shorts. I'm good. You come in there with a damn thong and a sports bra. That's okay. You allow. And I'm not going to tell you, you can't come. I'm not going to say, miss, can you put something on? I'm not going to try to invade your privacy or nothing. I'm just telling you, If I look over there and you doing a squat with some thongs on, I'm most likely, my whole shit is gonna start disbobbling. There's nothing that I can really do about it. And I'm not gonna sit here and act like I don't see it, that you squatting with a thong. I'm not finna act like I don't see it. Even if I look one time, head honcho coming out. Now, I'm not going to disrespect you. I'm not going to pull up on you. I'm not going to invade your privacy. I'm not going to do any such thing. But if you look at me and you see that I'm carrying a barbell in some shorts, I don't want you to be like, ew, why he doing that? Why he doing that? Because your ass is out doing the Macarena in my motherfucking face, and I'm not prepared to act like I am not a heterosexual man, and I don't like seeing that shit. I found out what my fetish was. I thought my fetish was sexy feet, and Lord knows I love some sexy feet. My fetish is some fine woman. I love fine ass woman. I just love looking at them. I just love it. So if you walk into the gym and you're cute, I'm not even gonna be on it like that. But if you walk in that motherfucker with a thong, no shirt, I'm bound to get hard. What the fuck do you want me to do? I'm not putting extra draws on to appease how you might feel about the situation. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. I feel like it can be one side of the street. It can be you can come in with a thong and I'm not allowed to get hard. No. You come in there with a suit. You don't have to worry about me even looking at you. Don't even worry about it. You come in there with a fucking, whatever you come in on, come in with some regular pants and a nice little shirt, fine. You come in there with a thong, and a sports. Okay, I'm beating the dead horse now. I'm getting hard. Okay. Hopefully this is sound. I might end up taking all that shit. I don't know. I'm under the weather. I'm just going off, and I'm probably tripping right now. Did the war on drugs work? I seen a question. Somebody posed a question. I forget where they said it at or how they even brought it up. But the headline was, did the war on drugs work? And if I'm not mistaken, no. Yes, it worked. In a sense of, they wanted to lock a whole bunch of black people up. They locked a whole bunch of black people up. Did it work? Yes. Did it tear down the black family? Yes. Did it separate the men from their kids and their wives? Yes. it just did. So did it work for what they wanted it to work for? Yes. Did it lower the property value, so they can come in and buy it at not even. When I was growing up, my uncle used to always say, yo, and nobody would listen to this nigga, bro. But I was like 7, 6 maybe. And I remember this shit vividly. My uncle used to come down and be like, yo, you can buy those houses up the street for $1. He kept saying that shit. He's like, yo, you buy it. He said, you buy it, you fix it up, and that's where the money is going to be. You buy it, you fix it up, and you can sell those houses, and you can get it for $1. Guess what? That's what they did. They burnt the black household to the ground, those crack houses, especially where I'm from. Those crack houses that's over there that was cracked out, those houses is $500,000 right now. I'm not bullshitting. I can Zillow it right now. 500. One was like 750. Those things is, and you can buy them back then 20, 30 years ago. You can buy them shits for a dollar because it was, they were beat down. They was crack houses. They was abandoned. I guess motherfuckers didn't listen. So did the drugs on, did the war on drugs work? Yes. Far as how the government sees it. But did it work for how they were, the propaganda, how did, how they wanted it to work? I mean, how they were making it seem like they wanted to work? No. It teared everything to shits. It actually kind of made it worse. You know, I was watching some shit on TV and they were saying the war on drugs didn't really happen until, it was kind of, obviously it was more than just this thing, but where they started to crack down on it was a cop had got killed. I was actually watching this Nas thing on Showtime, the Supreme Team, and that's where I think they said it at. They was like, yo, a cop had got killed, and they went crazy. The cops went crazy. They just started busting everybody. They just started, so it was a little bit of everything all at once. But it was when the cops started getting killed by it. And I'm a little underwear, so I apologize if this pod not sounding right. I apologize. I'm telling you right now because I'm not feeling it like I usually might feel it. But I'm trying to get the vibe. I'm trying to get the vibe. I'm trying to get the vibe. Trying to get the vibe. Another thing I don't like is somebody fucking up your shit trying to tell you it's not that big of a deal. Let me tell you something. Just for an example, I have a fucking controller, right? And no, in the scheme of things, it's not a big deal. It's not. But the one thing I hate is an item of mine being fucking broke, being destroyed in any way, and I didn't do it. And me saying, yo, what the fuck? Yo, why you tripping? Why you tripping? It ain't even that serious. Like, no. What are you talking about? It is very much that serious. It's as serious as I'm finna make it. You might not feel like it's that serious. No, but it's as serious as far as I'm willing to take it. And I am willing to take it that far. Because the one thing I hate is missing shit that I didn't miss. Like misplacing some shit that I know I didn't put there, breaking some shit that I know I didn't break. That's the worst feeling, coming into the crib or wherever you got some shit at that's yours. The worst feeling that is fucked up or is missing, like that's a bad feeling. I was like, I don't need this shit in my life. Like I don't need none of this shit because I take care of my shit. I get my, all my shirts are in order, my pants are in order, everything I got is in order, is nice, no nothing on them. And if I go into the fucking closet and there's a fucking stain on my shirt or my sneakers is fucked up, or even though my sneakers stays in a, I keep mine in a box. I just like, is it just me? I just like keeping the bags from like places that I just go. Like I just like keeping the bags, like a Foot Locker bag, or might get something for Shorty, for Victoria's Secret, or like I just like keeping the bags. You know what I'm saying? Some Nike bags. Like, I just like keeping my sneaker box. I just like keeping all that shit, bro. You come to my crib, that's what you're going to see. A lot of bags and sneaker boxes and shit, you know. I don't know why, but I like that shit. But it angers me a lot. That if I didn't ruin, if I didn't fuck up the shit that's mine, why is it fucked up? Like, I'd be, like, look, I got the five, right? I got the five. Let's keep that between me and y'all, right? Because niggas still can't get that shit. Shout out to my nigga for putting me on how to get that shit for the regular price. M-Easy, what's good? I got it for the regular price. Niggas still can't buy it. I told him the only reason why I'm getting this shit is for God of War. I've been said that. Now God of War is coming out in a couple of months. Guess who's going to be on top of that? And there's a fucking scratch on the controller. I spazzed. I said, who the fuck put this? Now, I just spazzed. I don't do nothing else. And I think that's the problem. I got to start choking bitches. I feel like if I start choking bitches, my shit stop being scratched up, right? But I know it was by accident. But I felt, I'm using the controller and I feel this scratch on the controller. And I blew the fuck. I said, and the first thing this motherfucker said was, why you yelling? Why you? I'm like, that ain't doing nothing but, that ain't doing nothing but you're this close to being on 48. You've this close to being on first 48. You keep fucking, you're this close. Because I hate that. I hate my shit being ruined when I didn't do it. It's. Damn, what am I talking about here? Let me talk about this, and this is gonna be the last thing. This will be the last time I talk about this. I apologize, y'all, if I'm fumbling the bag on this pod. This is gonna be my last talk. I literally got a DM about this shit, bro. And I honestly don't even think I'm that big of a fucking pod, but I am. By the way, if you want to send me anything or you want to donate, remember you hit the link on the bio and any on an episode in iTunes, you hit the link on the bio on Spotify. You could donate, you should subscribe monthly, 99 cents, $1.99, $4.99, to your heart's content. And you can DM me on the world ENT on Instagram or Twitter, Cocaine Rivers, Kane Rivers, whichever, you know, floats your boat. Or find your lost remote. Anyway, so this is going to be my last time talking about this, honestly. And I should have my host here next week. So maybe we might end up talking about it again just because. But my last thought about this, the abortion thing. I'm not saying, nobody never heard me say that it was right or wrong. Never. When the decision came down, the first thing I did was look up statistics and looked up the issue of where this is happening the most. And if the people that's happening to, like, what would change or how could it change or to make it better? And I am black. Let's keep it clear. So the first thing I looked at was the statistics. Now, white people and black people have the same statistics in abortion rate. I believe there's 34% and 37%, or they might be both 37%. The only difference is white women make up like 50 fucking percent. Or maybe I forget the percentage. So don't, because I was so focused on the black folk, right? But just know that it's higher than the black folk. But the black folk got 37, the same 37%, but it's 13% of us. So we're basically killing half of us before we even get started. That's a crazy fucking statistic. I don't give a fuck how anybody else look at it. That's a crazy statistic. If you see that statistic and you telling me you're still about that abortion shit, I'm sorry. I don't know what we talking about here. You can't be about Black Lives Matter. You can't be about, you know, black owned shit and all that. And telling me we killing half our fucking kids and we going to sit here and still look over that. No, that is the fucking point. That is the point. That is the only point. So, no, I never said it was right. I never said it was wrong. I said us as a black community, we need to actually look at this. And I apologize about the fucking trucks and shit going by. We need to look at this as something that we can build off of and not something that's going to kill us in the future. No, we can use this. We're killing half of our babies, bro. And we're 13%, and then we got a fucking nerve to sit there and be like, why we can't get no bills? Why can't we get no laws? Why can't we get no bills? Why can't we get this? Why can't we get that? Because you ain't shit. If we show the map and we said, okay, We're not going to even separate. You know how you get those maps where it'd be like, okay, 58% here, 20% here. No, no, no. We're not going to do that. We're going to show the map of the United States, and we're going to put 13% in one side. We're going to put 60% on one side, 40% of Latinos on one side, and we're going to see how big those circles are. And then you ask yourself why the fuck you can't get shit done. Nigga, not only are you in a country that don't fuck with you on some real shit, let's be 100, they don't fuck with you like that. So you can act like all you want to. You better go get that paper, because they don't fuck with you in no other way. But on top of that, you're only 13%, nigga. That's like this. That's like this. Let me explain it down first to the drugs. I try to explain this to my children. And they just so stuck on they telling us we can't get an abortion, that they so stuck on that, that I don't think they're actually seeing it. Which I understand why that part is there. I never said it was a good thing for the lady. If you get a pound of weed, matter of fact, fuck that. If you get a dollar, think about this for 1 second. If you get a dollar, say for instance you make $1 an hour, and they give you out of that dollar 13%. What the fuck can you do with that? Even if you go a whole year of every week, not even $1 an hour. Let's say you make $1 a day. Let's try to simplify this as much as we possibly can. You make $1 a day. Out of that dollar, they take and give you 13%. Not 13%. They give you 13 cents. Because we're going to make that like that. We're going to make $1 100%, 99%, 98%. One penny is 1% of a dollar. So we're going to do it like that. If just in case I might be confusing some folk. Let's say, for instance, you make $1 a day. And out of that dollar, they give you 13 cent. They give you 13 cent. With inflation, with the gas going up, with the rent going up, with the food going up, what the fuck can you do? What the fuck can you do? Explain it to me. Somebody sit down with me and explain that shit to me. This is a business. Yes, it's your body. But at some point, we're going to have to look at this like what it is at some point. This is a business. And if you're doing shit that's bad for business, you got to fucking, you can't be bad for business. However you might look at it, however you might feel about it. So you get a dollar and you only get 13 pennies or whichever the fuck. You're going to be like, this is bad for business. It's nothing that I can fucking do with this. Nothing. Absolutely nothing that I can do with 13 fucking cent. Nothing. Nothing. So don't fucking ask why shit ain't being done. You're 13 fucking percent, nigga. You're 13%. That's why we don't have to overthink this shit. So I'm on some shit like this. If you want to have a child, you want to have a kid, you want to have a baby, you want to have a family, go right on ahead. If you're not ready for one, don't be out there just fucking niggas with no condoms on. Take care of yourself. Respect yourself. Put a condom on. Protect your fucking self. Because people is saying shit to me like, how the fuck you don't understand how the lady might feel, like you just making it about this and that. I'm like, no, dog. I'm making this about what y'all motherfuckers keep saying y'all are about. Y'all keep saying that y'all about this Black Lives Matter, about this, the black plight and all that shit. Well, okay. Well, sit down with your black fucking, the ladies in your fucking household and tell them, look, you don't want nobody to tell you how to fucking do your shit? Well, then do your shit right then, nigga. You're 13%, but you got a 37% abortion rate. That's 50 fucking, that's almost 50% of your fucking, of your whole existence. Your whole existence. I don't know how else to pit it. If that's not clear enough for you to be to step back and be like, you know what? White folk got 50, 60% of the country. So if they do 37%, they fine. You take 13% and chop it in. You take 13 cents, chop it in half. What do you got? Nothing. You have nothing. Think about it that way. And my shorty like, I can't think about it like that. It's not. No. Think about it like that. Tell me if that's an imbalance. That's insane. So if you still argue with me about it's my body, then we not on the scene. We're not. You're not for the black folk. You're not. If you're still looking at it that way, instead of saying, you know what, time to grow the fuck up. Time to not just be fucking any old body with no condom on. Time to be right. If that's after you hearing that and you don't get that out of that, okay, so be it. What do you want me to say? Do what you want to do. If you decide you want to do it, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to break your back. I'm not going to say, you a mean motherfucking parent. You ain't shit. No, I'm not going to say any of that. I don't care that much. It is your body. You can do what the fuck you want to do. I'm saying, look at it like this. And while we complaining that we can't get nothing, the black dollar is being spent. We don't have, we can't get no black dollars. We don't have enough people to do it. There's not enough folk to do it. Everybody else is leapfrogging us because they're doing the exact opposite. Y'all motherfuckers ain't paying attention. You're not paying attention. Everybody else is coming over here leapfrogging us because they're not having those abortions. They 8%, 10%. We're 37% of 13%. And you want to sit here and play dumb and act like the reason why you can't get shit done in this country? Because you ain't shit. What are they going to fight for? 13%? Why? They're trying to win too. They're trying to make sure they can feed their... So why am I going to figure out how to help a percentage of people that don't give a fuck about themselves. It don't make sense. And don't tell me that it do. Don't tell me you stuck on this mind body. No. You got to look at it a different way, man. And I didn't even mean to get into that shit. I just had to because it's like, people think that I'm trying to say right or wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm trying to get you to see what the fuck is really what's up. And I'm for the black power. I'm for the Black Lives Matter. I'm for that shit. And I'm telling them, my black folk, this shit right here, if you pay a little close attention to it, this shit will help you. It's no fucking mistake that most of the fucking places that have the abortion law, the abortion ban, are all white. They're white states. And all the fucking Commonwealth states, all the states that got mostly black people, they don't give a fuck. And they say you can still have an abortion. Why is that? Pay attention, people. Stop arguing about bullshit. Stop arguing about bullshit. Stop worrying about that shit. If you get raped, sexual assaulted, if some shit happened to you, then that I feel like they're going to change that eventually. There's going to be some sort of law where they change that eventually. I hope they do. Because I don't think you should get raped and have to raise a child if you don't. Okay, I'm for you with that. Consensual? Because you want to go out and be wild for the night type shit? No, you got to handle your fucking business, motherfucker. R. Kelly, 30 years in prison, should have got fucking life. should have got fucking life. That nigga been fucking kids since I was a kid. I'm not even bullshit. He married Aaliyah when she was 15. That nigga was 30 something. I feel like R. Kelly should be like 70 years old by now. My people's hit me up talking about R. Kelly got all that time. He shouldn't have got. What the fuck are you talking about? He should have got more time. He should have got more time. He should have got more time than Big Meech. Big Meech got 30 years too. Selling drugs. That was brought over here by the government. R. Kelly was fucking kids. Should have got more time. Should have got life. Jared from the Subway, didn't he get like 15 years for child pornography? I'm not sure. Ricky Martin faces 50 years for fucking his nephew. He about to get 50. Obviously, he's probably not going to get 50. I'm pretty sure he got some money and they're not going to have it 50. 50 years, Ricky Martin, for fucking his nephew. Holy shit. Did some shit that I screenshotted something that Steve Harvey had said, and I responded to him. Let me see, y'all. Let me look. Steve Harvey has said something. And I probably can't find it. I got so much shit screenshotted on here. Okay, here you go. This is what Steve Harvey tweeted. And this is what I said. This is my response. And I know he's seen it because it was only had 300 people who has said anything back. Soon as they see you happy, they tell people what you used to do in 1998. So he's not talking about millenniums. And this was my response to him. Oh, like having sex with kids, taking advantage of women with their power. Seems like all these old happy dudes have that in common. More and more looking funny in the light. That's in fucking sane. It's true though. Everybody. Ricky Martin is fucking his nephew. Allegedly. R. Kelly. Harvey Weinstein. Bill Cosby. Let's keep naming them. Woody Allen. Fucking his fucking daughter or something like that. The dude from Seventh Heaven. Let's name them. Y'all finish the sentences. Name them. It's like a reoccurring theme that all these motherfuckers was fucking kids back then. Or taking advantage of their power. So Steve Harvey said, oh, once they see you happy, they want to bring up some shit from 98. When did they ever bring up some shit from somebody from 98 that wasn't damaging, that ruined your career? What? The only thing that I hear from all these motherfuckers that's coming back from 98 is them fucking kids. Epstein, even the Epsteins, they was fucking everybody. It seems like everybody was doing it. It's like that was the thing back then, type time. So I don't know what the fuck Steve Harvey talking about. And I don't know what the fuck anybody else was talking about, liking and retweeting it. Like, yeah, you right, Steve. You right. What do they bring up? Some shit. Twitter wasn't out back then, so you can't say, oh, he said some shit bad on Twitter or some shit. Like, what is it they bringing up that? Come on, somebody got to talk to me, bro. Unless I'm tripping. I might be tripping. That's crazy. New law allows California gun violence victims to sue gun manufacturers whose firearms were used in crimes. Now, you know motherfucking well, ain't no motherfucker winning that lawsuit. Maybe if it's a mass shooting, maybe. You know how many niggas get shot? I'll be in the next court date. Like, no, I'm not snitching on who shot me. Yo, I need 250,000 from Smith and Wesson. If they actually start suing and getting some money, the gun laws will change a little bit. Cause they're gonna be like, well, we just losing way too much money here. Detroit agrees to pay $7.5 million to settle a lawsuit by a man who said cops switched bullets to pin a murder on him in 1992. He spent 25 years in prison until law students asked a judge to reopen the case. The actual bullets were still in Detroit police storage. That's fucked up. Back in the day, there was this white guy. It was on the front page. I can't remember his name. Because they was giving out $1 million a year. The dude spent 22 years behind bars and he got 22 million. But it was somebody else after that. But they changed it. I don't know if it's a law or not. But they stopped giving people $1 million a year for that shit. So this dude spent 25 years in prison being innocent. He only got 7.5 million. And half of that probably got to go to taxes. So basically, he exchanged 25 years of his life, his prime, for $4 million. That's crazy. Back in the day, if I'm not mistaken, they used to give you $1 million a year, but they stopped doing that. I think they had a feeling that it was going to be a lot of innocent people, and they will really not have no money after that. Because that shit's fucked up. I seen this on the Mallory Bros podcast. And they said, I should call my fucking brother for this. They said, roaches versus big bugs. What would you rather have? Let me tell you something. Me and my shorty, we never had big bugs. Never. Not once. Not once. We had roaches before. About 8-9 years ago. But Let me try to say this. My mom used to have a friend back in the day. I swear to God, I wish I can call my, because y'all gonna think that I'm over exaggerating, but I'm, even with my over exaggeration, I'm gonna be underdoing it. I'm not gonna be doing it any justice. She had a friend that she didn't see in like 10 years. This bitch, my mother, this bitch had a nerve, and she fucking knew it was like this. This bitch has a nerve to send us to go spend a night at this bitch's house, knowing that these roaches are playing double dutch in that bitch. This bitch sends us there knowing that she don't fuck with no roach. I'm telling you, bro. If my mom is anywhere with any sort of insect, she won't go in until it's gone. And this motherfucker had a nerve. Dog, we opened the door, my nigga. I swear to God, I should call my brother for this shit, bro. I should call him. He might not even pick up. Hold on. I gotta at least try, because he's the only other motherfucker that know, bro. I gotta at least try. He might not even pick up. Let's see if he'll pick up. Let's see if he'll pick up real quick, y'all. Hopefully he's not busy. Let's see. This is freestyle, so hopefully he might not even pick up. He might not even want to talk on here. Anyway. He probably called me back while I'm in the middle of this shit. Anyway, this bitch And I ain't even finna say the chick name because I still remember the chick name, bro. This bitch has so many roaches in her house. Listen to me, bro. You know how when you turn the lights on and the roaches might just scatter? The roaches were living with these people, bruh. And my mom, I'm telling you, I never forgave her for this shit. Dog, she made us spend a night there, dog. We spent the night there at that crib, dog. They were, dog, I swear to God, bro. I'm getting mad actually talking about it now. Dog, there was not one inch. And I'm not over, there was not one inch of the crib that was not in roaches. The cabinets, the bowls, the food, the beds, the bathroom, the everything, bro. They were climbing everywhere. I swear to God, I could not sleep, bro. I'm like, why are you letting us be in here, bro? It was literally, yo, if anybody went in that motherfucker, they would have said, yo, you got to get these kids out of here. This is not, we would have got taken away. And they left us in that bitch overnight. The roaches were eating with these people, dog. The dude eating his food, the roach on his bowl. I'm like, yo, these niggas are scavengers, bro. All because my mom knew this bitch from childhood and she haven't seen her in so long. This bitch had to know. My mom wouldn't even go in the house. Dog, my bro got to pick up, dog. I hope he calls me back. My mom wouldn't even go in the house and she telling us to spend a night. So let me tell you something. Roaches are bed bugs. I wish that day it was bed bugs in there. I would have been able to get over that shit. Even though those big, the only time that we had bed bugs, because we never had them. We had went to another state and we stayed with somebody. They had bed bugs out of the fucking, they had them all over the place. We tried to bomb it. That shit don't work. Got bit the fuck up. But that's the only time we encountered any sort of bed bug. We never had them. Even when, a few years ago, when they had like it was so many of them in like New York and over here, it was like so many of them. We never had, you know, bed bugs. So roaches versus bed bugs, honestly, is the situation, because that house that we were in, that we had to spend the night one night, and we never went back. Me and my bro said we're never going back. That one time, because the crazy thing about it is, and I know, let me get back on point. The crazy thing about it is, when I was growing up, I was fucked up, and we was really fucked up in a bad situation. Like, we never had roaches there. Never. I don't even remember having to step on one. Nothing. Never. Even when we were at our worst. And then when we started to come up, my mom would never allow roaches, bugs, anything in the crib. And if she seen any sort of I can't even pronounce the word, of one, we would have to clean the cabinets, the bathroom, the kitchen. Like, we would just, everything was shut down. And every Saturday, it was not spring cleaning, but every Saturday we had to take everything apart and clean the house. That's how my mom did. And we never had roaches, never had mouse, Nothing. You know, my only real encounter with like roaches was that time there. Like, I remember having them in, like, we had this crib or something like that, and we had moved in when somebody moved out who had them. Like, we had moved, it wasn't even like from us having them. Like, we had moved in and somebody was moving out the apartment, and I think we moved the refrigerator or something, and it was just a whole bunch back there. But that was really the only time where it was like, okay, we went like a few weeks of just like seeing roaches pop up until you like get it together, keep it clean and shit, then you should be all right. But besides that, it depends on the situation, bro. Because one or two, three bed bugs will fuck your night up. But having to spend one night in a roach infestation is something you don't want to deal with, bro. I'm not talking about, oh, you might move this back and you might see a bunch of roaches that, or you might see some that build up here because of some trash or something. Like, no. You walk in the door, they're falling on your head. You walk in the front door, and these fucking bedrock, these Fred Flintstone motherfuckers are in there, and they don't care. I'm like, yo, mom, we got a crib that don't have none of this shit. We got video games. Why the fuck are we here? Because we need to be socializing with these kids? No. Like, I was old enough, and I was talking to my mom that type of way back then. Like, I wasn't talking to her in like in a disrespectful way. I was on some shit like, yo, we don't have to be here. Why are we? Matter of fact, why are we here? Actually, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was on some shit like that. Like, anyway, I'm way off a topic. I'm all over the fucking place. I apologize to y'all. If I had to pick, I just don't like roaches. Is just too disgusting for me, bro. If I had to pick, bed bugs are probably harder to get rid of, man. But roaches or bed bugs, I would probably have to say bed bugs, bro. I would probably like the bites and all that, but roaches are just demeaning. Roaches are just disrespectful fucking creatures, bro. And they disgusting, bro. And I don't know. I don't think I would like them. Like if I had to pick which one. For a bed bug to be crawling on you, they going to bite you. So it's like you're going to wake up. It's like a roach is crawling on your face or your back or your arm. It's like, do we really wake up from that? Like, you won't even feel that shit sometimes. You know what I mean? You might, man, I don't know, bruh. I got to go to bed bugs because bed bugs at least let you know that they in there. Roaches is some, you know, some conniving motherfuckers. Kevin Gates said he found out he was fucking his cousin and didn't stop after he realized it. Let that sizzle in your spirit for a minute. I don't even know what else to say after that. Because, papi. Kodak Black arrested in Florida after cops allegedly found 31 oxycodone pills in his car. They're going to get Kodak the fuck out of here. They trying to get him out of here. They trying to get Kodak Black the fuck out of here. That's all I can say about that. You can tell he be on that yak, though. Because that nigga lip is falling off his face, bro. And he a young boy, too, man. He a young boy, too. It's kind of sad, actually. You know, but hey, what are you going to do at that point? You know, he grown man. Got his own money. Do what the fuck he want to. I got a little bit of backlash for it. I'm not going to say black glasses. I'm not saying it like I'm a star, but Police body cam footage showing Boosie reaction to being pulled over by Georgia roadway. And my whole thing was, he was saying, I'm going to show you how the fuck I get down when I get locked up. I'm going to show you. And motherfuckers is posting it and reposting it saying, yo, Boosie just a funny nigga. I'm like, that shit ain't funny. You a grown ass man out there acting like a fucking a lunatic, bro. Do you know if you wasn't famous, I'm sure you got a probably a nice whip you driving with some ice and shit. Like, so they know you as somebody. They might, it's in Georgia, so they might know who Boosie is. They probably know who Boosie is. But if that was a regular black dude acting like that, and he got shot or killed, you know what these white people would say? Look how he acting. He walking back and forth. He's looking like he's a threat. I would have shot him too. They just find any reason. So I'm like, yo, why are you acting like this? Like, seriously, why are you acting like a buffoon? I should play it. But why are you acting like this, bro? Hold on, y'all. Let me see something. And I just never understood, like, that shit type is, like, cool type shit. And it's not. You're a grown-ass fucking man. I'm looking for the video right now, y'all. The Shade Room be posting like a motherfucking maniac. So I might not be able to find it on this shit, honestly. Matter of fact, let me look at it this way. And I think that shit got like, I think it should have like 1,000 fucking. I can't even find that shit, bro. Anyway, who gives a fuck? Anyway, who gives a fuck? But anyway, yeah. I so apologize about this podcast, y'all. Even if it might be good or whatever, I just feel like I'm not bringing my full potential right now. And I'm actually mad about that, you know. I'm actually kind of disappointed in myself about that. I've been doing this long enough. I need to get this shit right? Need to figure this shit out, King. Come on, man. Stop making excuses, nigga. Over 500 female passengers filed a lawsuit against Uber due to sexual assault allegations. Now, is that because of the drivers? Probably. You got it. And I'm pretty sure these are allegations coming from large cities type shit. Because you go down there, bro, especially in New York, Manhattan, Midtown, whatever, right? There's thousands. The restaurants are literally sitting on top of each other type shit down there. Everybody drunk on a Friday, Saturday. They all calling Ubers. You know what I'm saying? So I can only imagine like females getting in there and a dude, it's like 12 a.m., 1 a.m., 2 a.m., a dude pick up a chick who drunk and he trying to holler on some type shit. And her not even being drunk and, you know, whatever. So be careful out there, women. Please be careful out there on them fucking late night fucking Uber trips. Because they're letting anybody do this shit now. They are letting anybody do this shit now. So you gotta be careful. They letting anybody drive Uber now. So you gotta be careful. Because you just never fucking know. Arizona bans recording officers within 8 feet of police activity. What is that going to say, y'all? You know what that's going to say? If you get found in Arizona, if you get found recording somebody within 8 feet, they probably don't have to use that footage. Another nigga dead. Here we go again. More bullshit that we're going to have to figure out the fuck. Anyway, I'm done for the day, y'all. I apologize. You know what? I'm doing a Q&A this week. I'm doing a Q&A this weekend. This week, I'm probably going to do a Tuesday or Wednesday. I got a few questions. I appreciate the ones who gave me. And I appreciate y'all, for real, seriously. Half of y'all, I don't even know y'all names. Numbers and shit. Numbers and lowercase numbers. But sir, I don't know what the fuck. A lot of y'all got some weird names. I cannot pronounce them at all. But I'm going to have a Q&A for you guys in like 2 or 3 days. I'm definitely going to have that for y'all. Because they gave me some cool questions. And I actually want to get into it, actually. I'm saying a lot. Nah, I apologize, y'all. I really do apologize. Hopefully, I have my co-host back here next week or the week after. So, you know, we can bounce ideas and it just be a better flow, you know? Just a better flow. I feel like I'm missing that flow. Like, I can do this shit by... Like, I can do this shit by myself, but I feel like when I'm having, like, a bad week, or I'm just not, like, vibing like I'm supposed to be vibing, or I'm under the weather, I need somebody, you know, that can I can feed off of, and you know? So, I'm admitting right now, I'm missing my co-host right now, but they'll be back. They'll be back. Actually, they're out there now. I just didn't get the ask. But, yeah. I'm out. Appreciate y'all for listening to the podcast. Thank y'all for rocking out with the kid. I love y'all, man. Real shit, man. Peace.